The civil war in northern Ethiopia has gotten most of the media attention lately, but in the south, the government has launched a huge crackdown against its political adversaries. This is the story of a human rights lawyer, his mystery death, and a government fighting for its survival. Here's NPR's Eder Peralta.
As Soraya Kadir explains it, her husband has always been a pain for the Ethiopian government.
He's not afraid. He argues strongly with the government about injustice and the law. He has deep knowledge of the law, and he's a headache for them.
Abdul Jabbar Hussein was one of Ethiopia's most prominent human rights lawyers. No matter who was in power, when an opposition leader was unjustly detained, he took the cases that no one wanted. So when the government of Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed began rounding up politicians in his home region of Oromia, Abdul Jabbar took on the most prominent cases. Soraya says it's also when the threats began, text messages to his phone, and one time a lady showed up at their house.
She warned me that he had to stop before death came to my house.
Abdul Jabbar was angry that people he assumed were government agents threatened his family. Soraya heard him shout on the phone, "Kill me, but leave my family alone."
He was telling me he is doing the right thing, and he was just working to defend justice and the Constitution.
A month later, Soraya received a call from Abdul Jabbar's cell phone. The person who called said her husband had collapsed. Soraya found his lifeless body dumped in a seedy side street. She rushed him to a hospital on a rickshaw.
They stopped us outside. They didn't let him in, and they didn't even care.
Government officials told her and the Ethiopian public that he died of complications from diabetes. But this happened in August, as the country was embroiled in a civil war and as the government rounded up thousands of political dissidents. Soraya knew their story did not add up.
I never thought the death would come to my house, but it happened, and it is coming to every house. Every house is mourning. We are living in complete darkness.
Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed took power in 2018 following years of protests by Ethiopia's largest ethnic group, the Oromos. They felt marginalized under the authoritarian regime led by ethnic Tigrayans. Abiy, himself an Oromo, promised to respect human rights, but within a couple of years, he went to war against the Tigrayans and broke ranks with many Oromos, some of whom have joined the civil war against Abiy's government.
I think what happened in Oromia is really tragic.
That is Awol Alo, a professor of law at Keio University in the UK. He says Abiy ended up siding with factions of Ethiopia's second largest ethnic group, the Amharas, who have pushed for a more imperial premiership. As elections drew closer, Awol says that Abiy made a political calculation that in order to win, he had to sideline his political adversaries in Oromia. With opponents in jail or boycotting because of the harassment, Abiy ran essentially unopposed.
I think fundamentally what we see with Abiy is that this is someone that is determined to use whatever tactics, whatever strategies necessary to consolidate his power.
It took a few days and a few changes in meeting places before I finally meet Hamza Mohammed, a prominent Oromo activist. He's a skinny guy with a shy smile. He sinks into his seat almost as if he doesn't want to be seen. He fears he'll be snatched up at any moment.
I can't live in my home. Even I can't work. I can't move in freedom.
Back in June, the government held him for 3 months, accusing him of smuggling SIM cards into the house of Abiy's top political opponent. Hamza was thrown into the infamous Maikalawi prison. Abiy's government had closed the jail, vowing to end state terrorism, but it's back in use. Hamza says he was held naked in a refrigerated cell.
Cold room, without any clothes.
When we asked the Prime Minister's office about these claims, a spokeswoman said we were simply hearing from a few malcontents. But the government's own Human Rights Commission has documented mass indiscriminate arrests of Oromos. It found even children had been detained. Hamza says he's documented 1,000 young Oromos under arrest. The worst part, he says, is that he hasn't spoken to his mother for more than a year. He doesn't want the government to trace his calls or go after his mother the way they've gone after his father.
My father is jailed over 3 times in Harargi. If I post anything on Facebook, they immediately arrested my family, immediately tortured my family.
Hamza hated Ethiopia's previous government. He led acts of civil disobedience against it. But Abiy's Ethiopia, he says, is worse.
He's going to war. He's torturing, he's jailing everyone. So this country can't be safe.
The video is shaky, but you can see the face of Abdul Jabbar Hussein, the human rights lawyer. The man who took the video and shared it with NPR doesn't want to be named because he fears retribution. Gutema Khalil Buru, a sheikh, was on call at the hospital that day to wash the bodies of the deceased.
When we wash his body, there is government security that follow us.
That's why the video is shaky. They are trying to film while security agents surround the room. You see Gutema's hands in the video. You see him gingerly removing surgical material. You see that Abdul Jabbar's face is swollen. And then, as they turn his head, you see a huge gash in the back of his head.
Yeah, there are many injuries at the back of his head by sharp material. Maybe it seems like a knife or something.
Gutema says it took him an hour and a half to wash the blood off his body.
All of us seen this person is assassinated.
After he said those words, assassinated, he received so many threats, he had to flee Ethiopia. Abdul Jabbar's wife, Soraya, says as soon as she publicly doubted he died of diabetes, threats came her way too. Her family warned her, "You'll be killed." But what hurts the most, she says, is that a man who gave his life to fight for justice is likely never to get it for himself. Ada Peralta, NPR News, in the Oromia region of Ethiopia.